Fuel FM just into the 5 o'clock hour here at this Wednesday afternoon. We can see the weekend from here. It's almost there. Love it. Joined in studio today, special guest Steve Melvin from Wings of Mercy. Steve, welcome to Fuel FM.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jason.
Absolutely. We're here talking about the TBC 5K Run the Runway event coming up May 20th, which you've heard me talking about before. But I want to find out more from Steve, who is a volunteer pilot with Wings of Mercy, just what Wings of Mercy is all about. So let's just start right there, Steve. What is Wings of Mercy?
So Wings of Mercy is a faith-based, West Michigan-based organization with volunteer pilots and aircraft owners designed to help people in Michigan, you know, our youpers, everybody across northern Michigan and the rest of Michigan that get transportation via general aviation aircraft, that in the place they live, they've exhausted their healthcare opportunities, meaning they need a specialist at a big center. Like they need to get over to Mayo Clinic. They need to go to the Cleveland Clinic. They need to go to U of M, or they, pediatric patients need to go to Mott Children's Hospital or down to Helen DeVos. Mm-hmm. So we can go pick them up and get them there in a timely fashion with the least amount of impact on their health.
Because let's face it, driving from the UP to Ann Arbor, it's a little jaunt.
It is. I mean, even driving a fast car, breaking the speed limit over the bridge, it's a 7-hour trip. And I fly up to Houghton frequently and pick up patients and zip them down to U of M inside of an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Trip from Houghton to U of M, and 20 minutes later, they're walking in the doors of the Taubman Center down there.
When I came across the TBC 5K Run the Runway event, I had never heard of Wings of Mercy before. How long have they been around?
So Wings of Mercy has been around since 91.
Okay.
And it was started by very passionate, great pilot, great guy down in Zeeland, Michigan, Peter Vanderbosch. And he tapped into all of his friends, industrialists and business owners down there, and made a very well-endowed, great organization, and put together a framework and communications network to link all of us volunteer pilots and aircraft owners with people that are in need of this service. And shoot, since 91, we're going towards 10,000 flights since 91 when he started.
Pete Vandenbosch, that's a pretty common name in Zeeland, Michigan. A little Dutch down there. There's a reason why you got involved with Wings of Mercy from a personal standpoint. If you can share some of that story, that'd be great.
Thanks, Jason. So the backstory of why I'm so passionate about transporting patients here in Michigan is our 24-year-old son, who's a U of M grad, TC West grad, he's a mechanical engineer and in Salt Lake City now. But when he was 13, he was diagnosed with a very rare form of cancer called histiocytic sarcoma. And we needed to have him at a world-class center for treatment and to find a pediatric oncologist that had the expertise and to care for him. And that was down at Helen DeVos Children's Hospital. And we're blessed here in Michigan that we have two world-class centers, being, you know, Mott Children's Hospital at the U of M and Helen DeVos. And transporting him back and forth, and, you know, we had a community behind us and our family's very well resourced. And, you know, pulling over the side of the road, coming home, you know, rolling down the window of the Suburban, he's puking out the side. And I thought to myself, if we beat this, I'm giving back some way.
Yeah. That's really what Wings of Mercy is all about, is the call to help others. And especially when it touches you in a personal way like that. I mean, it's probably, after you have now decided to do this, how rewarding has it been for you?
So, you know, I joke that I go flying when the weather and my wife lets me, you know, and instead of And I also, another joke I tell my patients and passengers is, you know, God gave me a gift to fly airplanes. The other gift he gave me was how to land them, which is
huge, you
know, more important. And they kind of nervously laugh. And then hopefully I'll grease the landing and then they smile. To get involved with this, there's always been kind of a presence of Wings of Mercy over the years here in Traverse City. And I wanted to breathe new life into it. Mm-hmm. And in how to do that. One, recruit more pilots and aircraft owners to do it. And then the other one is build awareness. Let people know that this service is throughout the state and up here in northern Michigan. And the idea I came up with was do the run on the airport, do the run the runway. And so 4 or 5 years ago, I went to the crew, Kevin Klein, Dan Saul, Chris Selecki over at the TVC Cherry Capital, and presented this crazy idea to them. And I was ready for all kinds of resistance and, oh, you can't do that, you can't do that. And they embraced it and were like, yeah, let's do it. So I walked out of that meeting thinking, uh-oh, what did I do to myself?
Yeah, right. So Steve, you were mentioning off air a little bit about really the idea for the 5K is more about just raising awareness of Wings of Mercy. Like I mentioned, I didn't even know about the organization until I saw your flyer in the airport.
True. Where the funds we raise go towards buying gas, mm-hmm. and that's the only expense really us as pilots and aircraft owners get from it is, you know, we donate our time and our aircraft, and, you know, they cover gas mileage for where we need to take passengers and patients. But the biggest thing is making people aware of it.
Sure.
And this year I partnered with Grand Traverse Bay YMCA and, you know, all of their people over there and to join up with us and help build awareness. So one story that I'll tell briefly that illustrates that is somebody that ran the race in 2019 had a coworker with an aunt up in Boyne City that needed follow-up care and an appointment down at U of M. Mm-hmm. They informed their coworker. We got in touch with the aunt up in Boyne City. We got her signed up. She demonstrated that, you know, through the application process, you know, that she had a need and for the transportation. And I spoke with her. I picked up that particular flight from Boyne City to Ann Arbor, and she said, hey, I'll drive down to Traverse City Airport. Where do you want to meet me? And I said, I'll pick you up in Boyne City. And she's like, there's an airport here? I'm like, yeah, right behind the pizza place. And she goes, oh, yeah. So we flew in there, picked her up. You know, an hour and 8 minutes later, I had her in Ann Arbor on her way to her U of M appointment. And instead of a long trip in the junky Chrysler minivan she had that was unreliable through Flint and construction and all of the other stuff. Mm-hmm. We whisk her down there and had her back in time to play euchre with her girlfriends that evening. So,
how many people have you taken that when you pick them up, they look defeated in their battle? And then by the time you bring them home, what you've done for them has encouraged them.
Well, you know, from my personal experience, when anybody that's been through it, you know, if you're fighting cancer or a disease or, you know, a tumor or something, it's a battle. Mm-hmm. And we need partners and we need allies in that battle. And if, you know, helping people along and taking care of transportation needs or taking one level of stress away from them sure. helps them out, we're going to do it.
I heard it said the other day, we don't give in order to get, we get to give. And I think that's a pretty big statement for mm-hmm. for people donating their time, their resources, their efforts. You're never going to go wrong being generous, ever. And it's always going to find a way to come back to you. The Lord will bless you for the things that you do and the ways that you give, especially with a great heart about it. Steve, if people want to get involved, maybe they don't want to necessarily run, but they want to just help out because they're just passionate about helping things like this, how can they get involved with the 5K event?
If you go on runsignup.com and send me a message, and you know, I need some extra volunteers. If you've got emergency medical background, or you know, you're a AOA badged pilot, you know, reach out to me, and we'll get in contact, and we'll figure that out. Because we got some great volunteers coming. You know, the Y's bringing quite a few people. And this year we're on track to be more than we've ever had.
Oh, nice.
You know, heading towards 500 runners, and we got good people out there. You know, where to park. The race is going to be on Boone Street.
Okay.
Access. So not at the main terminal, not over at AvFlight, who is one of our great sponsors, but over by the car dealers off of Garfield. So head in Boone Street there. There's an access gate there. It's where I keep my aircraft over there at the West Tees. And there's stuff to do for just walker rounders. Mm-hmm. We're going to have, this is on the airport, and so we're kind of showcasing all the great aviation career opportunities that we have up here in Northern Michigan. So we'll have the U.S. Coast Guard has a presence there. You know, they're dragging one of their 60s over, and you'll be able to hop up inside, throw the helmet on, see those things up close. Cool. Yep. They're quite a impressive chunk of machinery.
Yeah, they are.
North Flight. Aeromed will have their Sikorsky over there, big, beautiful blue helicopter they're flying. Mike Miller from Miller Energy will have his Baron over there, hopefully. He does a lot of flights for Wings of Mercy. He's very generous, great guy with his time and
nice. So,
and his aircraft. But also, we've seen the yellow Super Cub with the floats that NMC flies. That's going to be, I'm making Sweet. Alex drag that over there. Eric from Nuffer from Giving Wings will have the Icon, which is such a super cool aircraft. He's going to bring that over, and you can see that up close. And he's starting a skydiving program this summer. Cool. So you can see the new 207, which is like a extended limo for dropping parachutists out of it. It's pretty cool.
Sweet. Steve, first of all, thank you for taking some time out today to come out and talk.
Thank you for having me.
And also thank you for what you do. Thank you for your heart in giving back and helping these people. Wings of Mercy is a pretty, go to wingsofmercy.org if you want to learn more about the organization. Maybe you're a pilot and you've not heard of this before, and you would like to give back and give to something bigger than yourself. Maybe you have aircraft that you could, I don't know, help donate, not donate, but like volunteer to use, something like that. Does that work?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, instead of, we call it, as pilots, we call it, you know, burning gas and smashing bugs on our way to the $100 hamburger. Hey, let's go to Claire or go to Mackinac Island. But this really is a way to use your aircraft and your skill set as a pilot to help other people. And you know, when you drop somebody off in Ann Arbor and you're flying along in 96, they can look out the window and see, you know, 96 and 23 backed up because it's, sure. you know, construction traffic, and we're zipping over it at 150 knots, mm-hmm. and they're back home that same day.
Yeah.
It's, they realize what a gift that is, flying back and forth. It's very gratifying to know you're helping them out. And from my personal experience, sometimes people be like, hey, you don't know what this means. And I just kind of nod my head a little and go, yep, kind of do.
Right. You know, right.
From my experience. And but it is nice to share that. So people that are interested in the race, you can go to runsignup.com. Love to have you. It's May 20th. It's going to be sunny and nice that day. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's my long-term forecast there. But we're running actually on the runway. We're closing down the north-south runway, and we'll be out there running right over the skid marks and tire marks and next to the Jayhawks from the Coast Guard, and we're going to have a flyover, and it'll be a great day.
Yeah, it's going to be good. If you are listening and you know someone who maybe is in a situation where they could benefit from using Wings of Mercy's service, do they go to wingsofmercy.org?
Yeah, they can go on there, and there's an application process. In the upper right, there is a tab, and it says for patients.
Okay.
And there's a pull-down tab, and our administrators down in Zeeland, Grace and Judith, super people, and they'll take care of that. And then they put the flight request. Say they have an appointment in 3 weeks. They put that out there. We as pilots see that. We volunteer. We schedule it. And then we talk directly to the patient. And as of like yesterday, I had a patient. I had to fly down to U of M. And she met me over at Av Flight.
Okay.
Walked in the little FBO. We walked out. Loaded her up in the plane, made sure she was comfortable and everything. And hour 10 later, you know, we dropped her off in Ann Arbor, and she was on her way to her appointment.
Nice. So wingsofmercy.org, get over there, check it out. Great organization. If you want to run in the 5K, tbc5k.org for more information, or runsignup.com.
Correct, run sign up. Most people that are running, you know, 5Ks or the marathon or something, they're familiar with that.
Steve, thanks again. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate you.